Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
All right, Arizona homeowners. This is the holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Ho, ho, ho.
It's a 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour, wide open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, you can join the conversation by calling old-fashioned, what we call a pot, plain old telephone line. 888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Anything you're trying to tackle around your home, castle, or cabin, we'll do our best to give you the right advice, direct you in the right direction, or find the right tradesman, service provider, to help solve your home maintenance, home
and
improvement.
We've had several callers just this morning, and they're out shopping, and they're listening to us as they drive from one location to the other. So if you reach us, 1-888-767-4348, in this hour, we will commit to interrupt anything we're doing to get to you, because we know you've got so many things to do this closing weekend leading up to Christmas. Now, in that vein, I would ask you to please remember the holiday spirit. In other words, get off that lady's fender, back up, ease up, and if there are carts in the parking lot, shopping carts, grab two or three of them while you're walking into the store anyway and clean the parking area up. Let's all be a part of the holiday spirit here in the great state of Arizona. And you were talking about pot. I never knew it meant plain old telephone. When I was in high school, it was something completely different. But I'm constantly being brought into the new age. I do a fair amount of consulting for remodeling contractors all over the country, from San Diego to Seattle to Bangor, Maine, to Miami, Florida, and virtually every place in between. And when we all get together, we start comparing our best practices. And so everybody always wants to see each other's website. And then they say, Rosie, what's your website look like? And I say, well, I don't have a website. My remodeling company does not have a website. And I had two employees, particularly this year, that threatened to lynch me and hang me if we didn't develop one. So thank you, Alex Paish and Bruce Stumbo and Don Breeze. We will very soon be launching a Rosie on the House website so y'all can see some of our work. But quite frankly, we've never needed it. So much of our work just comes from repeat and referral work. We go from one job to the next. We're not interested in becoming the biggest remodeling company in town right now. We just want to be the best. But one thing Bruce has done, for those of you that want to see our work, is go to Rosie on the House Remodeling Facebook. And he has started taking pictures of our jobs from beginning to end. You can see how we mask off. You can see how we protect the properties. You can see how we take care of people's furniture, how we baby the project. Now, the thing that scares me about that is we're teaching every other remodeling contractor in town how to be as good as us. And I've spent 50 years perfecting what we've got now. But so be it. What do they say? The greatest form of flattery is copying you, right? So let them copy. They'll never make it to the forefront.
Plagiarism is flattery.
There you go. So
if Mark Twain said that.
If you're thinking about a remodeling project and you've been aggravated because you've never been able to see any of our work on the website, for now, go to Facebook, Rosie on the House Remodeling, And Bruce has very graciously posted several projects. But if you want to see our work, call us at the office. And there isn't anyone we've ever done work for that we can't use their project as a showroom. Our prior homeowners are always tickled to death for us to bring people through their houses and show what we did to their kitchen, to their bath, to their room addition. One of our proudest projects we did this year was we converted a very large, crowded garage storage facility into a state-of-the-art mother-in-law suite that he moved his parents into, and it is a beautiful project. So if you've got a remodeling project you want to tackle and you've been mad at me because I haven't created a website, know this. I've got my people working on it. And until then, just go to Facebook, Rosie on the House Remodeling. Whew. Man, I've been taking a lot of heat for that. So one of the things I want to talk about while the phone calls load up, and Paul from Gilbert is online. I see that. We'll get to you. If you'd like to get online, it's 1-888-767-4348. I don't think I could do this show here at the end of the year without stopping to congratulate the great state of Arizona. It accomplished a lot this year. We finalized the drought contingency plan. We got pay raises for our law enforcement and our teachers. And we can argue whether it was enough of a raise or not, but it's the right direction. I love Governor Ducey's message. Regardless of political party, his message, come to Arizona and be ready to work. That is like the best line ever invented by a speechwriter. Come to Arizona and be ready to work. We had the strongest manufacturing growth in 30 years. Lucid Motors manufacturing in Casa Grande, Phoenix Precision Project. We've got the highest credit score for a state that we've ever had. We're the fourth highest of every state in the nation. And our cross-border trade has blown up. And this new Canadian-Mexican-American trade agreement is going to blow NAFTA out of the water. I just couldn't be more proud of where Arizona is. And if you've got a beef with any of that, I'd like to know what it is. Not now, but you can email me at rosie.r@rosieonthehouse.com. Because I just could not be prouder of our state right now. Fastest growing state in the union. 100,000 new people this year. Hey, 100,000 new neighbors.
That is a lot of new neighbors.
Oh,
and if you're a listener and you have a new neighbor, give us a shout out and we'll send them a calendar. Or if you haven't gotten yours, we'll send you two, one for you and one for your neighbor. Just reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com or give us a call and we'll get you a calendar out.
Absolutely free. And it's the best gift you can give. It's the best welcome to Arizona gift you can give anybody. You know, the other thing about
Arizona.
Has
anybody gotten theirs?
I did, yeah.
You did get yours? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, yeah. I did too, and I also got Facebook messages thanking us for their calendars.
I haven't got mine, but we put all of our own names on the mailing list for the
to make sure we got them.
To make sure they get
which brings up a point. I'd like to reclaim my cabinet shop. Now that they've started to go out, I will be able to get back into my cabinet shop.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got plenty of calendars,
until we
y'all.
Get 2021 delivered.
If I just send you a picture of my cabinet shop, you'll see we have plenty of calendars, so we can mail a lot out.
Romy, I have a website for you. BackyardShedStore.com. Again, that's BackyardShedStore.com.
Store all the...
I have really great plans. Turnovers. I can't wait till after the show.
Now, let me give you one website that I have found particularly useful and accurate. There are lots of websites that you can log on to and get the value of your home. Now, most realtors will tell you most of those websites only get you close. They don't dial it down. Well, right here in Phoenix, They've got a website, Street Scout, that is more locally driven. And if you're in the Phoenix market, I think it gives you the most accurate valuation of your home of any other of the sites that you can go fishing on. They account for your neighbor quit claiming their house to their grandson for a dollar. Well, in the other websites, that grossly devalues the value of your home. And it ruins the valuation that you may think your house is or isn't worth. So just a little tip of the hat to StreetScout.com. Now, let's get in, and I won't have time to answer his question, but I promised we'd interrupt what we're doing to take calls so we could catch you in between your shopping trips. Let's welcome Paul, calling from Gilbert, and at least get his question on the air. Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Morning, sir. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes.
I have a ranch-style house, 2,500 square feet, with a sloping foam roof. It's about a 12-1 run towards the back of the house. I want to add on to like a small L on the back with a new master bath, a new master bedroom. How do I transition from a sloping roof that's going to be about only 8.5 feet high interior to a 10-foot roof interior on the new section? The water's going to hit that piece. Is it possible to build something to drain the water off to the sides?
Well, and you're going to attach this to your current home perpendicular?
Yes, the hallway and new rooms.
Is it going to be perpendicular to the existing ridge or parallel to the existing ridge line?
Think of an L. Is it be like the short piece of an L going outward from
okay.
the house?
Okay. So we're going to do a hip roof addition to an existing ranch home. I'll tell you exactly how you change the ceiling height inside that addition and accomplish it with a maintenance-free solution. But I've got to go on a little break. We'll be right back and answer Paul's question.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
it's
all pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.